We have to have a very fair assessment of this academic and intellectual icon of early Islam.
His impact is more pronounced in jurisprudence that he formalized.
And tens of thousands of statements and teachings have reached us from Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam.
This is Dialogue, an introduction to the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. The program is Dialogue and I'm your host Mahdi. Today we want to talk about one of the great personalities in the history of Islam, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Please stay tuned. The sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam, was an incredibly prominent character in the history of the Muslims. He benefited humankind with his highly scientific achievements, many of which had never been seen before by humanity. Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam's instructions in the acts of worship and transactions and his contribution in the field of legislation were amazing achievements that had not occurred before amongst the Muslim masses. And his eminence also had a positive and active share in the establishment of human culture and civilization. The sixth divinely appointed Imam, the son of Imam Baqir alayhi salam, an individual who was divinely appointed by the Almighty Allah, was known to have improved the general public lives of the people and the Muslims, and he was an individual, a divinely appointed Imam, a man from the household of the Holy Prophet, who enhanced human thoughts and discovered many of the secrets of this universe. Welcome back, dear listeners. This is IRIB English Radio. We're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. Very beautiful, you know, dialogues that we have from the sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. You know, of course, when we look historically, we find that a lot of focus and emphasis was given to Imam Ali alayhi salam, but then Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, these imams are largely overlooked because of the historical oppression that occurred upon all of them. When it comes to Imam Baqir alayhi salam, we find that there is more information about his eminence, his life, his dialogues. And when we get to Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, of course, there is this new expansion of the information and knowledge that we have about his eminence. And then when we move on to Imam Kadhim alayhi salam, of course, the oppression of the governmental apparatus at his time again comes down very hard and suffocates the teachings of that imam. It's interesting, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam was amongst a large group of people, and he said to them, "Ask me before losing me, no one will speak to you as I do." Now, of course, this is a statement that Imam Ali alayhi salam very openly said in the public, talking about the knowledge that he has, and really asking the people to ask him before they lose him. And so when talking about this in more detail, we find that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, I swear by Allah that I know the book of Allah, the Holy Quran, from its beginning to its end as if it was part of my existence. It contains the knowledge of the heavens and it contains the news of the earth. It includes, the Holy Quran includes, what happened formerly and what will happen in the future. Allah the Almighty says the manifestation of everything can be found inside the Holy Quran. So what a beautiful, you know, explanation here, not only about the details of the Holy Quran that His Eminence Imam Sadiq alayhi salam gives, but after he explains the comprehensiveness of the Holy Quran, His Eminence then, before all of this, he said that he knows this book of Allah, which knows everything in its comprehensiveness. He knows the book of Allah from its beginning to its end, like it was a part of his own existence. In another place, he says, like as if it was in the palm of my hand, meaning I have complete control over the knowledge and the wisdom and all of the various things that are included in the Holy Quran, which Allah in the Quran says that a manifestation, an explanation of everything can be found inside the Holy Quran. All of this is in the palms of the hands of the divinely appointed imams. This is Dialogue, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. IRIB English Radio, our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir.
And now we invite you to listen to Dr. Yasser Qadhi.
So today I was reading for a project I'm doing about history, and I was reading about the Abbasids, and a figure came up, and I thought, subhanAllah, we should have a quick, short khatira about a figure of importance in our history, and someone who really represents a very interesting window into early Islam, and that is the figure of one of the great-great-grandsons of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ja'far al-Sadiq. Ja'far al-Sadiq is one of the most important scholars of our religion. And we have to be fair here. The fiqh of Ja'far al-Sadiq is very similar to the Sunni fiqh. Only one or two issues are radically different. Otherwise, what you call Ja'fari fiqh, right? It is, by and large, very similar to the Tahara and the Dhabiha and the Nikah and the Talaq. Just one or two issues, we have to say there's a different opinion. But overall, the views of Ja'far radiallahu anh are within mainstream in terms of fiqh issues. As I said, maybe two, three issues will be considered unique to that madhab, as the people who are, you know, specialists understand this point. So Ja'far al-Sadiq was then returned to Medina, and he did not participate in any of the civil wars. Multiple Ahlul Bayt once again tried to overthrow even the Abbasids, and Ja'far al-Sadiq refused to participate, and he passed away in the year 148 Hijrah in Medina, and he was buried in Baqi' al-Gharqad. He's the last of the Ahlul Bayt buried there. Why? Because the next Khalifa that comes, he is not as nice and polite as Abu Ja'far al-Mansur. And Ja'far al-Sadiq's sons were forced to come from Medina to Kufa. The Ahlul Bayt was transplanted, and they were, the eldest son was Musa al-Kadhim. By the way, just a little bit of history here, you should know this. So Ja'far al-Sadiq had 12 sons and daughters. The eldest of them, the eldest son, Ja'far al-Sadiq, the eldest son, his name was Ismail. And Ismail lived to the age of 35 or so. He married, he had children, and Ismail died, and Ja'far is still alive. So then the next son is Musa al-Kadhim. Okay, so Ismail and Musa are brothers. When Ja'far dies, the followers of the Ahlul Bayt, the Shi'atu Ali, they differed. A small group said the eldest son is Ismail. So we're going to continue through Ismail. And that eventually became Ismaili Islam. This is Ismail, the son of Ja'far, right? And the Ismailis, every Indian Pakistani knows, the Aga Khani and the Buhra, and the Arabs know the Druze, and these are the three Ismaili sects that exist in our time. So they go back to Ismail, the son of Ja'far, small segment of the Ummah. The bulk of their followers, they followed Musa al-Kadhim. Musa al-Kadhim lived after his father for another 20 years. So Musa al-Kadhim becomes the next, if you like, Imam.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, Dialogue. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.